I can see that the sun is trying to peek out from behind all the muck and yuck that was from yesterday.
You know, you got the Doobie Brothers playing here. I just read somewhere the Doobie Brothers are doing a country album of their old songs.
No!
Collaborations with country artists like Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, Sarah Evans, and a bunch of other people.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris on that one. I'm not a big Doobie Brother fan anyway.
We had a jukebox in the cafeteria at Wausau East High School, and when Black Water was a big hit by the Doobie Brothers, people would put a quarter in and play that song three times in a row.
Oh, God. You know,
That's when you could get three songs for a quarter.
I worked at one time during the Christmas season at a Camelot music store in Orlando, Florida.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, Camelot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I drove the manager nuts because that's when U2's album Rattle and Hum came out. Loved that album.
Desire.
Yeah. Oh,
and over again.
Angel of Harlem. That was one of my favorites.
Angel of Harlem was good.
Oh, it's an awesome.
Not as often as you played it, though.
No, because every time I came on shift, I went to the CD player, threw out whatever piece of crap she was playing, and put in U2's Rattle and Hum.
The air supply now.
Yeah. Oh, she was into prog rock and all this kind of stuff. It was always some indie band, you know, and it always smelled like patchouli in the place. And it's like,
that's what a record store is supposed to smell like, man.
Not a Camelot. That was where you bought CD cases and T-shirts, and it was well lit, and it was, you know, in a mall. Anyway, okay.
It wasn't a secret back room.
No. Well, not that I ever saw. Not that I knew. Okay, so first of all, what we're going to do is it is time for us to answer all of your very important questions that you have sent to us via email, and I may do drugs during this segment.
We've got email from you.
Play some music!
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Fire? Really?
Okay. You're going to talk about that first, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I just did the math, okay?
Yeah, he's counting out his figures to see how many hours, if he can take his five-hour energy here.
I have here in my hand a rather old bottle. Let's see, what's the expiration on it? Oh, April of 15, so it's okay.
You're still good. You're good.
I have it here in my hand, a five-hour energy, extra-strength berry flavor. Now, I just tore
Huh?
Yeah.
He figured out the math that he can drink it and still take a nap this afternoon.
I can still, you know, I'll be fine. By noon, it should wear
but
off.
It is extra-strength.
It's extra-strength.
The only problem.
Anybody else want to do it before I take the shot?
No, I haven't enough coffee this
morning. Okay. What about you, Chris? You want to try it?
No.
I took the wrapper off, so it's fresh.
I don't want you to try it.
Too late. I'm doing it.
The only problem with 5-hour energy is it doesn't taste good.
Oh, no. No
matter what flavor they tell you it is, it tastes terrible.
Okay, here we go. This is berry flavor. It's a quarter till 7, and I am going to officially do the 5-hour energy shot now. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Your face will get flushed from the
niacin.
From the niacin.
All right, here we go. Oof.
The taste is horrible. They've got to figure out a way to make them taste better.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the people on the commercials never have a reaction when they drink it, but the taste is so bad.
Heavens.
But the stuff works.
That is stapy.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, that is not good at all.
Instead of tasting that awful taste, why don't you just get a full night's sleep? To heck with that.
Better living through chemistry, my friend.
Sleep is for losers. Right.
I could sleep when I'm dead. All right, so this letter comes to us from Gina. Now, the point of it is do you see in the next few hours any change in the show?
I'm just going to stay out of your way on feedback because you're going to even be more crazed than you usually are.
That's probably a good idea. I got backup coming feedback today.
Yeah.
Gina, age 27 years old, writes to us and says, "Gentlemen, whenever I get home from work, I take off my clothes." I'm liking this letter already.
Uh-huh.
I walk around in my robe and relax and know... I don't wear anything underneath. But a neighbor knocked on my door the other day, and when I answered, I was just in my robe. There was no time to change, and even if there was, I probably wouldn't have.
Quagmire moment from the Family Guy.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
He seemed to linger for a long time and then asked if I had any plans for the weekend. Did he think that I was coming on to him because I answered the door in my robe? Is that what guys think?
Do you have any plans for the next 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, that's more accurate. For Tom, it'd be like, you got any plans for like the next 90 seconds?
You're going to take your shot. You're going to take your shot, you know?
Yeah. So
this is your neighbor, though. The person who's going to tell you that, no, it's not happening. No. He lives next door to you forever.
What he does is he dips his finger in a glass of water, rubs it on the sleeve of her robe, and goes, you know, baby, we got to get you out of these wet clothes.
Jeez.
So Gina is asking.
It's like the AT&T commercial with the corny pickup line. Did you get hurt when you fell from heaven?
Yeah. Are your jeans from outer space? Because that. Oh, never mind. So let me.
Yes, he was coming on.
Yeah,
he
Gina,
was testing the
yeah,
water. Yeah.
He was. He was definitely testing the water. But okay, now I haven't worn a robe. I don't know.
You just walk around naked?
Well, you've been looking in my windows again. But Conley, you are our official robe expert. Okay, would
I've
you answer
for years that I want a smoking jacket?
Yeah,
and actually, when I come They're, home, if I well.
That's shorter than a robe.
I was just going to say.
We needed something longer than a smoking jacket. Please.
Please.
If I'm doing a basketball or a baseball game or whatever, I'm in my bathrobe when I get home because I'm taking a nap in the afternoon.
Right.
And
right.
I'm not taking a nap in my clothes.
Would you answer the door in your robe?
Well, you know, I'm up on the second floor of my place. I can see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably not answer the door.
Mm.
It'd be the leave a message
it
thing.
Would. You wouldn't answer the door in a smoking jacket, just a smoking jacket, would you? Bing bong. Okay. Gina, yeah, he was coming on to you. There's nothing wrong with wearing a robe and answering the door in the robe. You just got to understand, some of us are going to be like, hello. All right. Bob, 35 years old, writes to us. He goes, gentlemen, I've been having the niacin rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it. Gentlemen, I've been going out with someone for 3 months now, and things are great. There's only one problem.
3 months, it's always great.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Woo, everything's awesome. She works for a small company and works very closely with her ex-boyfriend, and that's where they met and then dated for 5 years.
Okay.
She said they're just friends now. And I have nothing to worry about, but I hate the idea of her seeing her ex every day. Am I overreacting? Should I be jealous? Been in that situation, and either you trust him or you don't.
Yes, there is nothing you can do to make somebody else be faithful to you.
Nope.
Faithfulness is their characteristic, not yours.
It's a light switch. Either it's on or it's off. They are or they are not. And so there's very no gray area. So if you trust her, then it's not an issue. If you don't trust her, that's a subject for communication.
If he moved to another company in the next town over,
mm-hmm.
if they were going to cheat, they would cheat anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't make a difference that they happen to be there at the office.
Last letter that we're going to do this morning because we're running out of time because of the 5-hour energy experiment. Sandy, 43 years old, says, I got a job the other day, and as soon as I accepted it, I put my status up on Facebook. Problem is, I forgot to quit my old job first. I'm friends with my boss on Facebook, and she saw my status. When I finally did quit, my boss told me she was disappointed that I wouldn't tell her first, and she said I could leave right away because they didn't need me anymore. Was it rude of me to talk about my... No, it wasn't rude. It was stupid.
Of course. The first thing you do is, first of all, you always give 2 weeks' notice.
Absolutely.
Now, the company might say, no, you don't have to.
We're changing the locks immediately, yeah.
Right.
Allow me to introduce you to Bob from security.
Yeah.
But nobody, a boss, should not find out that they have an opening based on somebody's Facebook
Absolutely
status.
Absolutely not.
This was stupid.
It's unprofessional, and it's being disrespectful to the company that hired you, trained you, and has paid you to do your job.
And what Mary or whatever her name was,
doesn't matter.
I can't remember.
Yeah, nobody's going to remember.
I would ask right away, was this an on-purpose accident?
Psychologically,
right?
Subconsciously,
I'm being passive aggressive. That's what I'm doing.
That's what it kind of sounds like to me.
Yeah. So be ashamed of yourself.
And this was nice. I saw that President Obama visited with Pope Francis today. And during the meeting, the president gave Pope Francis some seeds used in the White House garden. And he was like, don't plant these where anyone can see them. They're straight from Denver. And you might need a heat lamp and a Pink Floyd record. And did you see this yesterday? House Speaker John Boehner sent Nancy Pelosi some chocolate ice cream for her birthday. But Pelosi can't have it because she gave up chocolate for Lent. Aww. Though it got awkward when she touched Boehner's hand and said, but I can have all the vanilla I want. Whoa. Speaking of Boehner, yesterday he got so angry about the delayed deadline for Obamacare that he said, quote, what the hell is this, a joke? Well, the deadline itself isn't really a joke, but if Boehner wants some Obamacare jokes, we're happy to help him out here at the Tonight Show. So how about this? What's the difference between the Obamacare website and Lake Michigan? Lake Michigan's only frozen part of the year. Whoa. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he wasn't allowed to keep his current plan, and that's where his new doctor is. What does the Obamacare website have in common with the Kardashians? Neither of them work. There you go. You call us whenever you need a joke. We're there for you, buddy.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.